moving. Here's my question. I asked you last time, I said, and people, some people were shocked, if you were racist. You knew why I was asking you that. Are you racist?
I am the least racist person that you have ever met. I am the least racist person.
Are you bigoted in any way?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Islamophobic?
I'm a person, no, not at all. I'm a person who happens to be very smart.
As Donald Trump, by his own account, as you heard, very smart, and by any account, wildly successful. And if you listen to a lot of Republican Party insiders, incredibly dangerous. Dangerous because of what they fear is catastrophic damage he could do to the party. And to make matters even more complicated or interesting, depending on your perspective, Donald Trump doesn't seem to care. These three people do. New Hampshire State Representative Al Baldassaro, co-chair of the New Hampshire Trump Veterans Coalition. Also, Washington Post syndicated conservative columnist Kathleen Parker and Republican strategist Kevin Madden, who also happens to be a CNN political commentator. Appreciate all you being with us. Kathleen, you wrote in your latest column that Trump is, quote, the most dangerous person to emerge on the U.S. political scene in decades. I mean, it's one thing to say he's offensive, as some pundits have, or off-putting, but to say actually dangerous, how do you back that up?
Well, I think he has reached the point of being dangerous on multiple levels. But I think his, the way he's speaking about Muslims, trying to ban them from entry into the country and otherwise marginalizing them, is helpful, actually, to our enemy. Because what is the advantage we've had over other countries, for example, in Europe, which have been have suffered more attacks than we have from terrorists, is that we have better assimilated our, you know, all people, including Muslims. So what Trump is actually doing is, by marginalizing them, by setting them aside as these others that can't be trusted or whatever, he's really kind of creating a second-class citizenship, which is then going to become more easily, you know, there's a greater risk of their being radicalized and recruited by the Islamic State. So it's a very dangerous movement in terms of our overseas attempts to fight ISIL, and then also here in terms of trying to keep Muslims included in the country of which they are citizens, by the way, for the most part. So, you know, that's very dangerous, but it's also extremely dangerous in terms of just our, as to the Republican Party. You know, this is the last thing they need, is for someone to basically suggest that we are not a welcoming country. We do not bring in, we don't really like people who are not exactly like us. Okay, I'll let others talk.
Representative Baldassaro, I mean, you're a Trump supporter. I talked to General Mark Hertling, who, you know, served in Iraq for years, commanded U.S. forces in northern Iraq for a long time, said, look, this is just from a strategic standpoint alone, this hurts America's fighting efforts overseas. You yourself are a veteran. You hear former Vice President Cheney saying Trump's proposal goes against everything we stand for, everything we believe in. What do you say to that?
You know, I think some of the people need to get their head out of the sand. They use words like decisive, inflammatory, un-American, dangerous. Don't you realize that these people in other countries want to kill Americans? What don't you understand? Many of my fellow veterans are being shot in recruiting stations, on bases. They're unarmed. I think Catherine needs to, like I said, wake up and smell the coffee. It's about time we have a presidential candidate that is bringing up the issues that are important to the American people, and he's determined to protect the American people. Something's wrong with all these talking heads, establishment.
Representative, though, you compare this to what Franklin Roosevelt did to Japanese and turning Japanese, you know, during World War II in the United States.
Do you know why citizens. I did it?
Why?
Let me explain to you why I said that. Because I utilized it. The president at the time made a decision that he felt was right, that's in accordance with the Constitution, of the safety of the people of the United States. Was it a right decision? I think it was a bad decision. But that president, FDI, at that time, did the right decision. Now, what about old President Carter, what he did?
But, sir, but you're comparing it to something which is kind of universally described as a black stain in American history, one that Ronald Reagan himself actually apologized for and paid, you know, reparations to the descendants of those interned Japanese citizens.
What